Hallelujah. This morning, I want to share a small message with you. This is the month of open the door. We're talking about opening the door. And I believe what God is saying to you and I has got to do with Jesus saying, "Behold, I stand at the door of your heart knocking. If any man hears me and opens the door, I will come and sup with him and him with me." You see, in the book of Acts, I believe Acts chapter 12 from verse 1 to 17, just write that down. It speaks about a story or something that has got to do with Peter, who found himself in prison. Now, while being in prison, the church organized a prayer meeting on his behalf. And as they prayed, a miracle occurred for him. He found himself being led out of prison and he headed straight to where the people were praying for him. I know you know the story pretty well, but as it so happened, when he got to where they were praying, he knocked on the door, but the people were so engrossed in their prayer that they did not hear him knocking. But a young girl called Rhoda could hear the knock on the door while they were praying, and as she went to the door, she heard the voice of Peter, and in excitement, she ran back and told those who were praying that, "Amen, amen, amen, enough prayer. It's not time to pray. Peter is at the door." And they looked at her and said, "You must be out of your mind. We're praying for a miracle here. You're telling us Peter is at the door." I said, "No, no. Peter is actually at the door." And while they tried to discourage her, she refused. And finally, I said, "Okay, let's see what's going on. Maybe it's an angel." I said, "No, no, this is Peter." Eventually, they opened the door and they found out that Peter was actually there. Now, permit me to say this to a few people here. You may be like Peter, who's knocking at the door of the place that you are meant to be in life. You're knocking upon that place that your joy, your peace ought to be, and that door is not opening onto you. As Peter remained persistent in knocking, and they were arguing about him or not outside, let me assure you here today, somebody has heard your voice. Amen. Somebody has heard your prayer. Amen. And they're convincing the unconvinced on your behalf. Amen. Therefore, I say unto you, as soon as they hear your name, strangers shall obey you in the name of Jesus. Amen. So please don't stop knocking. The door will open unto you shortly in Jesus' name. Amen. Perhaps you're like Rhoda, who has had the knock on the door. You recognize the voice of opportunity. Others cannot hear. Others cannot recognize that the opportunity has come. You're in the family. You're in the church. You're in the office. You're in a relationship, but you can hear miracles. But those who are dogmatic, who are not sensitive like you, cannot hear that the answer to the prayer has come. You are responsive in a way that they are not. You're sensitive in the way they are not. Please do not be discouraged by the voice that is trying to drown your bringing answer to prayer. As you have heard the voice of God, the Lord will testify on your behalf also in Jesus' name. Amen. Whatever you are praying for, the answer has come. Amen. The door is about to open, or rather, you are about to open that door. Don't let the voice of discouragement stop it from opening that door. Don't let the voice that stands before you stop you from hearing what the Lord is saying. Soon or very soon, we shall rejoice with you in the name of Jesus. Amen. This morning, I want to talk to you about overcoming obstacles. Sit down with me. Overcoming obstacles. If you don't mind, turn your Bibles with me to the book of Mark, chapter 11. Mark chapter 11, I read from verse 22 to 24. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24. And Jesus answering unto them said, "Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he saith." verse 24 now says, therefore I say unto you, whatever things you desire when you pray, that you do what? Believe that you what?
Receive them,
and you shall have them. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, in life, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, we all face obstacles in the pursuit of our goals. Be it at home, be it in our relationship, be it in our marriages, be it at work, in our businesses, in our academic pursuits, in church, in your bodies, you have goals. But as you pursue that goal in life, you are bound to encounter obstacles. It's just a fact of life. You can't avoid it. Even Adam and Eve in the garden, they faced an obstacle by the one that came to them to try to convince them. Even Jesus, the same Jesus that you and I are following, when he was led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, the very first voice he had about after 40 days was the voice of the devil. And he faced an obstacle. You see, when you set out with an objective in life, you start out happy, you start out with the strength that I can do it. But as you go on, you will encounter things that will make you rethink what you're doing. Folks, your perception of the obstacle will make a difference. As you see it on your inside, so shall you see it outside of you. What this simply means is, what you fail to see inside of you, you will not find it outside of you. Whatever you see inside of you, you will eventually see it outside of you. The very definition of our faith says in Hebrews 11 verse 1, it said, faith is what? The substance, tangible, of things hoped for, intangible, the evidence of that which is unseen. When we're talking about substance, we're saying that with the inner eye, you can see it. With your emotion, with your feeling, you can feel it, even though it's not visible to the naked eyes. So therefore, when we say what you do not see on the inside, you will never find it on the outside. If you do not find love within yourself, you cannot find it outside of yourself. If you do not appreciate yourself, you will never find appreciation outside of you. Jesus gave a simple statement, yet profound. He said, love your neighbor more than you love yourself. Am I there? Oh, come on. Are you guys asleep? He said, love your neighbor more than you love yourself. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Is the amount, or better said, the quality of the love that you have for yourself that you will have for your neighbor. If you do not love yourself, the chance of you loving your neighbor is very slim. What you see in yourself, sometimes you believe that your neighbor has the same thing. But we'll be talking about some other time on that issue. Right now has got to do with your perception of obstacles that you see ahead of you when you're pursuing your goal. Some people see obstacles as a puzzle that needs to be solved. Some see obstacles as an opportunity for growth. Some see obstacles as a confirmation that they cannot succeed. Some even see obstacles as a threat to their very existence. Your view of the obstacle in front of you will affect your goals and the way you react. My question to you this morning is, how do you see the obstacles in front of you? If you see obstacles in this world being against you and meaning that you have failed, you are likely to be overwhelmed with painful thoughts and emotional difficulties that the world's against you, everything you pursue will always fail. And you'll be hurt. And you're always hurt because everything in front of you is an obstacle. Even when they're giving free things to you, you always think that there's a motive behind it. Now, this is important. I'm practicing it. I'm hoping that you might practice it too. And if you're already practicing it, then that makes two of us. There's an acronym I want you to remember. When you're facing an obstacle in your life, because you will face obstacle, you cannot avoid it. You will meet an obstacle along the way. How do you react or respond to it? The acronym is STOP. Everybody say STOP. That's S-T-O-P, STOP. The first S means and says stop. Everybody say stop. Psalm 46 verse 10. Psalm 46 verse 10 says, God speaking, he said, be still and know that I am God. Say that with me. Be still and know that I am God. Now, God is saying to you, you need to stop what you're doing. You're seeing an obstacle before you. You're saying all manner of things. This mountain is huge. Who's going to remove this mountain? What is this mountain doing here? I knew I was going to fail. I knew this was impossible. This is how it has been. I've heard about you. You're the same. And blah, blah, and blow, blow. And you're praying daily to God that God this, God that. God is saying to you this morning, be still. And know that you are talking to me, the God who can make impossibilities possible. Some of you need to stop praying. What did I say? You need to stop praying. And you know why you need to stop praying? You talk too much, but you don't listen. While the people were praying for Peter, Lord, deliver Peter, set him free, set him free. Nyabalaba, kolo pipo, open the gate, open the gate. The guy was at the door, knocking. They didn't hear the answer to the prayer. Somebody came to them and said, stop praying. He's at the door, said, shut up. You don't know how to pray. In fact, you're a nuisance. You're beside your head. And the guy said, no, stop praying. Peter's at the door. But she kept on saying, stop, stop, stop. And he said, okay. It's an angel. Don't get spiritual with me. I said, he's at the door. Some of you need to stop. Everybody say stop.
Stop.
Turn to someone and say stop.
Stop.
You see, you talk too much and you're saying nothing. You're looking too much and you're saying nothing. It's one thing to talk. It's another thing to say something. It's another thing to look. It's another thing to say. What you and I need to do presently, according to the word of God, is be still and know it is me, God, that you're talking to. Do you think I will withhold any good thing from you? Do you think I will subject you to anything beyond what you can bear and endure? Do you think I will open the gates of hell against you just because I want you to cry out unto me? But in understanding that you will face obstacles in life, you need to get yourself to the point of stopping, stop praying, stop reading, keep quiet and relax. After you're stopped, the next thing you need to do is to take a step back. Say that with me. Take a step back. After you stopped doing whatever you're doing, there's a need for you to take a step back. And why are you taking a step back? Habakkuk, one of the books in the Bible that many people don't even know where it is, but thank God for the screen. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 4 says, this is a man who is taking a step back for a moment. He said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say to me. I hope you see what's going on here. He didn't say, I will look. He said, I will watch to see, focus, and to hear what he will say, not blabbering, talk. I want to hear what you're saying. And I will answer him when I am reproved. And I hope you know what they call reproof. That's correction. Verse 2 says, and the Lord said to me, answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon the tablets, that he may read, he may run that readeth it. What this is saying, right, is that you need to revisit the original vision that you had. Do you have your vision written down? What you're trying to pursue, is it written down for you to go back and read and do an assessment of where you are compared to where you said you want to be? Are you still going to Atlanta, or you have diverted and you're going to Austin? Are you still heading to Canaan, or you're heading towards Canada? There's a need for you to check the vision. Verse 3 says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but the end of it shall speak and not lie, though it may tarry. But do what? Wait for it, because it will surely come, it may not tarry. Verse 4 is a warning, saying, behold, the soul which is lifted up is not upright in him. Which soul are we talking about? The one who is too proud to say, I have made a mistake. The one who's too proud to accept that you're ignorant. The one whose soul is lifted up is the one we used to call ITK. Anybody know what they call ITK? I too know. You know more than God himself. The one who is unteachable, no matter how much you try to correct, no, this is the way we met it. This is the way it must continue. No wonder you're getting the same results. The one who is dogmatic, just stuck. You remember what I was telling you about Netflix and Blockbusters last week? Right? Blockbusters died because they thought they were big. They didn't evolve. Netflix came, take the market. They're doing the Emmy, whatever they're calling it. Netflix has about 7 things going on for them. Netflix, streaming, movies on TV. And look at them. They're doing so great. You need to revisit the vision. If you have never written down a vision for yourself, go and write it down. And if you have written one, go and read that. What is my goal? And figure out if you're still going in the direction of your goal or not. So first of all, you need to stop. Secondly, you need to take a step backwards. The third thing you need to do is to observe. Everybody say observe.
Observe.
When we're talking about observation, we're talking about observing what is in your heart. What are you thinking? What are you saying? What are you feeling concerning the obstacle that is in front of you? Proverbs chapter 23 verse 7. Proverbs 23 verse 7 says, as he thinketh, so in his heart, so is he. Now, this is profound. He's saying, whatever you are thinking in your heart, not only will you begin to speak, but you'll begin to do, and that becomes you. Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, what happens? The mouth will speak. What are you thinking? Observation is when you take a step backwards, you want to see where was I going originally? The next thing you need to do is that, with this obstacle in front of me, what am I thinking about it? Am I saying it's impossible? Am I saying, it's not what God wants for me? Are you saying, I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too pretty, I'm too ugly, I'm too fat, I'm too thin? Are you self-destructing, or are you self-appreciating? As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Are you saying this is not going to work? This is not possible? Are you looking for everything within you that tells you this will not work? It took 12 people to spy the land. The majority said, it's a good land, but we cannot do it. And because of 10, a million plus people wandered in the wilderness and died. Only 2 made it in. Because the perception of what they saw in front of them said, if God be with us, those people are like bread to us, we eat them up. The other said, no, we are like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so are we in their own sight. Let's go back to slavery. How do you see things ahead of you? They told me that marriage was sweet and interesting. How am I going through these challenges? It's divorce now. Who said so? What kind of outlook are you seeing? What are you looking at? You need to observe. What are you thinking? You see, this is not a question of what's outside of you. I'm talking about what's inside of you. What are you thinking? What are you saying to yourself? When you look at yourself in the mirror, do you call yourself names that are derogatory, or do you uplift yourself? Do you say to yourself, you're wonderfully made and fearfully made in the image and the likeness of God? Or when things are rough for you, you say, you were born in sin and iniquity did your mother conceive you. What are you saying to yourself? Are you uplifting your own soul? Are you saying, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me? Or do you say the gates of heaven is against me? Are you saying that I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that strengthened me? Or you're saying the heaven is attacking me, I'm under attack of the enemy? No wonder you're fighting demons every day. As long as you're binding them, they still come back. No. Whatever you're thinking will affect outlook. Whatever it is you want to do is based on what you're thinking, and what you're saying to yourself will affect every other thing that you're doing. The fourth one, after you have stopped, you've taken a step back, and you've observed your emotion, your feeling, the words you're speaking to yourself. I'm not talking about what anybody is saying. What are you saying to yourself? After you've taken stock of that, if it does not line up with God, I'm talking to you this morning. You need to proceed mindfully. Everybody say, proceed mindfully. Proceed mindfully. You take stock. That is, take a step backwards. You observe, and now you need to proceed. Because you made necessary adjustment. You're saying better things to yourself now. You're not saying the obstacle. Jesus said in the previous scripture that we read, in Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 24, he said, if you will say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not what? Doubt in what? Your heart. It's taking your business now. Now you've observed that, okay, there's a mountain there. I know I cannot bring it up, but you can speak authoritatively by faith that you are going. And you believe in your heart that those things which you say shall come to pass, you will receive it. Jesus is saying, now you want to proceed mindfully, because you've restored yourself to the point of knowing that with God all things are possible. Because you've come to the point of saying that, no matter the obstacle, with God, I can overcome it. Now, when you're proceeding mindfully, it brings me back to the beginning of what I started out this year. If you go to the website, it's always there. It sticks there. There are 3 things you need to do when you have to proceed mindfully. The first thing is focus. Everybody say focus. Focus. He said, when we're talking about focusing, when you're proceeding now, after you've stopped, you've taken stock, you observe and you want to proceed, focus. The question you ask yourself now is like, now I've said this mountain, be thou removed, I'm cast into the sea, and I'm not doubting my heart, and I believe that whatever I said will come. Now begin to look and see what you want to see, not what you do not want to see. Begin to get your eyes to seek the things you want to see. You know, the simplest way of thinking about this, have you ever found yourself happening, for those of you that drive, that before you bought your car, you don't see many of them. After you bought the car, you see a lot of them. Why is that happening? suddenly now you begin to say, how come everybody's driving my car? No, that's always been there. It's because you were looking, but you were not seeing. But now you are seeing it. It's the same thing with you. If you're asking a question and you're focused on that question, I guarantee you, for those of you that still read, though, is when you begin to ask the question, you just begin to find the answer to what you're asking coming on TV, on the internet. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? It's when you're focused. You want to succeed. If you focus on failure, how far will you succeed? No, you won't succeed. So now you're proceeding. Now you need to focus. What are you seeing? I didn't say what you're looking at. What are you seeing? Focus. What are you seeing? I didn't say talk. It's not looking for every excuse why you will not do it. Begin to say, I can do this through him that strengthens me. It's not that I have so much to do, I don't have time. No, I have time. I'll create the time to do this. Focus. She's a useless woman. You are the husband of a useless woman. Both of you are useless. Or useful, powerful, beautiful. Whatever, you begin to see it happen. Speaking. In focusing, you need to practice what they call radical acceptance. Everybody say it with me. Radical acceptance. Radical acceptance is to know that in life you're going to face obstacles. For those of us who have been married long enough, we know that what they told us before we got married was a lie. After we got into it, you saw other things. I said, nobody told me this. Yes, nobody's going to tell you that one. The one of the textbook is textbook, but when it gets into the whole business, it's a different. The truth of the matter is, like, what are you saying to yourself? Secondly, you need to be flexible. Everyone say flexible.
Flexible.
Flexibility is say, are you willing to try something new? Are you willing to be open-minded to new ideas? Are you willing to see new solutions? What happened to Netflix and Blockbuster? So Blockbuster was into movie rental business. Netflix is in the same thing. But Blockbusters, because they were huge, did not see what was happening around in the society. They did not realize that people were moving away from those big tapes to DVDs because they were expensive. They didn't sit down the line. Netflix moved ahead of them. By the time they jumped into the mix, Netflix had moved to streaming. Now Blockbuster is dead, but they used to be from the old days. Now, the message is still the same. It's the method that has changed. So are you willing to be flexible? Are you willing to taste new wine, or you want the old one, saying that the old one is better? Do you want to remain dogmatic and say, this is the way we've been taught, so I'm going to continue like that? You need to say hallelujah 7 times and bow down 8 times before God can hear your prayer. You need to pray, you need to fast from 6 to 6, or else if you break the fast at 5:30, your fast for that day is broken. Jesus is flexible, and he taught flexibility. Lastly, are you willing to follow instructions? Following instructions, Jesus said, he will say to that mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea. And do not doubt in your heart that what you have said will come to pass, you will receive it. He's saying that you cannot begin to doubt what you've just said. You cannot begin to second guess yourself. When you see the obstacle, repeat what he told you to say and say it and believe it. It's easier said than done, you know. But can you bring yourself to the point of following the instructions? Then you're ready to go. Folks, obstacles are a part of our life. We're not going to escape obstacles in our everyday living. What I'm saying to you this morning, folks, is simply the door to your heart, Christ is knocking upon it. And it's telling you that even as you move out, as you see obstacles, be it at home, be it at play, be it at work, in the journey of life, know that in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for he has overcome the world on your behalf. Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord knows how to deliver them out of it all. He will deliver you and I in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you see the obstacles in front of you as challenges to stop you, as things that say it is over, or do you see it as an opportunity to rise above and become something new? Are you teachable? Are you open to new ideas? Or you still want to be dogmatic, practicing the old religion in a new place? Are you willing to say, God, bless me? When today you should be saying, God, make me a blessing. I hope you know there's a difference. Saying, God, bless me, bless me. I'm not saying anything's wrong with that, though. But you need to be in the place of saying, God, how can I be a blessing? Because you already know you are blessed. Little wonder when Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. I saw, in closing, a videotape of two women. I guess they were mocking. The pastor's voice was being heard and said, pray that God will do this and do that. And they were whispering in the name of Jesus. And he said, pray that every spiritual woman that will not let your husband see you and do something, pray. Oh my God. They went ballistic. And when the pastor said, amen, amen, they're still going on. Now, what's that nonsense? Their mind is warped. They don't understand the whole concept that God is too great for those small, mighty, tiny prayers. I'm not saying God cannot answer any prayer. No, I'm saying you are better than that now. I'm saying you're greater than that now. It's not asking God to come in and do something for you, but rather, if there's anything you want God to do, say, God, as I go out today, let me be a light to the world. He's saying, God, let me be like Rhoda that will bring good news to those who are in dismay. He said, let me be like a Peter that will knock on the door of those who are in distress and let them know their prayer has been answered. He's saying, God, let me be a shining light to those who are in darkness. If you know who you are, your prayer will change. God didn't place you upon the earth to suffer unnecessarily, but rather through your suffering, soon he will settle you and establish you indeed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If Jesus Christ will come upon the face of the earth and he did go through everything and he succeeded, you will succeed also indeed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus was able to go through all of those things because of the joy that was set before him. He saw the joy ahead of him. Are you doing it because other people are doing it, or are you doing it because you have a vision that this is possible? Are you doing it because others are doing it that particular way, or you have a vision for yourself that this one is possible? Pursue it. So therefore, folks, when you find an obstacle ahead of you, your perception counts. What's the first thing that you do? Stop. Second thing, take a step back. Number three, observe. What are you observing? What you are saying to yourself. What you are thinking. I'm not talking about you. What are you saying? What are you thinking? And then proceed mindfully by faith. Faith is substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And when we're proceeding, we're saying first thing you need to do is focus on what you begin to say now. Focus on what you're thinking now. It's saying be flexible, be willing to try something new. Be willing to do something different. Not the old one that didn't work for you, that you're still there. Try something new, try something different. And of course, be willing to follow instructions. And when you follow instructions, there's no way you will not succeed. I say to you this morning, my brothers and sisters, for everyone facing an obstacle in life, I speak to that mountain, I speak to that wall, I speak to that gated city. Be thou lifted up in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I guarantee you, by the message of God, we will live and not die to declare the glory of the living God in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you here this morning and you believe that you need to go, you need a step forward in your life? Are you here this morning that you know there's a need for you to change focus? Are you here, you're speaking things to yourself that you need not say? Are you saying that all these people around me, they're useless? You keep on attracting useless people. Honestly, that's the fact. Or are you saying that this one, even if there's one person, at least I have somebody here who's great? Are you saying that there's nothing good in Augusta? People are making a boatload of money in Augusta. Why can't you be like them? You can change that. Anybody willing to change your words and your thoughts? Let us pray.